The Concerto Grosso number 12 in D major of Charles Aveson, a performance with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields led by conductor Neville Mariner. You're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
For our first Wisconsin Classical Program of 2015, we'll be listening to vocal music of the 16th century. From last summer's Madison Early Music Festival, enjoy the closing concert of Italian Renaissance melodies this Sunday at 1 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from our contributing members, including the growing number of sustaining members who make ongoing monthly gifts. Thanks to your reliable support, thoughtful programs have a secure home on WPR. Thank you.
Support for WGTD comes from Vero International Cuisine in Racine on 6th Avenue near Monument Square, featuring American food with an international twist in a serene setting with intimate and exotic touches. Online at verointernationalcuisine.com.
Emma, who lives in Marina, called up, first-time caller, and would like very much to hear choral work by composer Anton Bruckner. It's a work, Os Justi, that she performed in high school, and she says it's really very pretty. We'll hear performance with the Bavarian Radio Chorus.
Thank you.
choral work by Anton Bruckner, Os Justis, and we heard it performed by the Bavarian Radio Chorus. Continuing now with a popular work on this program, on Classics by Request, for many years. It comes from Dvorak's Rusalka, O Silver Moon. And the caller, Don in Madison, is eager to hear this performed, of course, by Renee Fleming, and he says that this is the most beautiful piece of music. O Silver Moon from Dvorak's Rusalka. We heard a performance with soprano Renee Fleming. To round out this first hour of Classics by Request, a request from Barry in Sheboygan. It's for music of Johann Strauss, Thunder and Lightning Polka. Leonard Slatkin conducts the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. The Thunder and Lightning Polka of Johann Strauss. Leonard Slatkin directed the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. I want to give you this message here that the inauguration of Governor Scott Walker will be aired here on Monday, this Monday, January 5th at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can join us, and it'll be live on Wisconsin State from the Wisconsin State Capitol Rotunda. You'll hear, of course, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and other elected officials take their oaths of office. Hosted by Wisconsin Public Television's Zach Schultz and Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson. You can tune in on Monday morning at 11 here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And looking at the weather forecast for Wisconsin today, cloudy, a chance of snow, light freezing rain, and a slight chance of light freezing drizzle. Highs will be in the lower 30s. You're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for classical music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Althaus, honoring personal legacies in the circle of life. They believe that every detail counts and every memory matters. Piasecki Althaus is located in Kenosha on 39th Avenue, serving the community since 1931.
Health artists present their view of household objects. Wisconsin Public Radio is pleased to support Wisconsin artists. For more information, visit wpr.org/events.
Morning Edition,
All Things Considered, Simply Folk. These programs and many more are possible thanks to listener support. You can learn about WPR programs, schedules, and so much more at WPR.org.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.
Welcome back to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. So glad you're tuning in on this first Saturday of the new year. It's great to be back here with you, and lots to listen to between now and 12 o'clock noon when we head out to New York for Live from the Metropolitan Opera. Today, a performance of Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel that starts in just 1 hour from now. So lots to hear, and I'll do my best to get to as many requests as possible, starting off with this online request from Stephen in Menasha, who would like very much to hear the final movement from Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. His request is for Herbert von Karajan conducting. This comes from a 1955 recording, along with the conductor and the Philharmonia Orchestra. Stephen also sends all of you a prosperous new year, 2015. From a 1955 recording, we just heard conductor Herbert von Karajan directing the Philharmonia Orchestra and music of Beethoven from the Symphony No. 5 in C minor, the final movement. In fact, we're going to keep music of Beethoven for this next request, and it's from first-time caller Deborah in Green Bay, who would like to hear Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, also referred to as the Moonlight Sonata. Now, I've selected a performance featuring Claude Frank, German-born American pianist who died on December 27th at the age of 89. He was a student of Arthur Schnabel and later served on the faculty of the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. He recorded the complete set of the Beethoven piano sonatas in 1970 during the Beethoven 200th anniversary of the composer's birth. And Frank also gave a series of live concerts of the complete Beethoven sonatas that year as well. Here's the first movement. We just heard pianist Claude Frank play Beethoven's